calling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Oh, I forgot to hit record. Oh, I want to hit comment. There we go. I finally remembered. Sorry. Michelle and I were talking so much about something important, so I forget it. Anyway, here we have our wonderful Michelle Gray, and she is channeling our wonderful boy, Eric. And, yeah, it's going to be all for you guys. Our lovely callers who I love so much. And so, without further ado, before I take callers, I need to ask a couple of questions myself.
Sure.
And these are for other people. One is, and I forgot to ask during the Zoom cocktail hour yesterday, but Karen Cartmill from Birmingham, United. Oh, I love you, Eric. Of the United Kingdom.
Love you, Mom.
Wants to know, what is the most effective way to dampen down anxiety when you're autistic and premenopausal or perimenopausal, and will she succeed in that?
Okay, so do you know if she's had some scalar work done? Because there's something that's some healing energy that's going on in the emotional field.
Oh, okay. I got to check. Yeah.
The other thing Eric says is environment, and he says the tools. Like, what's your tools? What's your coping mechanisms? Because he says finding the right tool, the right coping mechanism. And he keeps saying like leaving the environment.
Oh.
Move yourself out of the environment. But he says this can also mean not only your physical environment, but what's your emotional environment? So what do you need emotionally? Maybe you need to be out of a conversation. Maybe you need to be. So he's saying really pay attention to what your needs are and do not compare them to what you think other people are doing. Because he's showing like a comparison, like I just want to function like this.
Oh, yeah.
You have a built-in ability of sensitivity to feel other people's energy. And he says, and it crisscrosses and creates a lot of, discomfort in you.
So you can use that as an enemy or put it to your advantage, because that can be a gift, right?
It is a gift, he says.
Yeah.
He says it absolutely is, because the key is, he says, understanding the self. So if you understand you, and he goes, and this is a big inside job that you're taking right now, because there's like another level of growth for you. So move through the discomfort. Allow yourself to feel a bit of the discomfort, but also on the other side of things, he says, meet it. Like, what can I do for myself in this situation? So take the ones that have happened and ask yourself, what should I learn from it? What should I not like from it? And he says, and then apply that to new situations that you're in and play with it.
Yeah.
Play with it a little bit and watch how you're able to change how you feel. Because you'll also start to notice certain things that you're doing, even people that you're around that you need to maybe move yourself away from or give yourself a little bit of quiet time from. And he says it's all about what you need, not about what everybody else thinks you need.
Now, she has not had any scalar services. I just got it. So, you know, maybe she could do with the main service, and if that doesn't take care of everything, maybe the autism one plus the microbiome, or what do you think? The least possible. What is the least she can get away with?
Okay, so, yes, the main service would be the absolute main one that she needs. Possibly the microbiome would be the next one. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so... Oh, yeah. Is there a guardian angel or a guide that whose name she can know so she can call on that person for help?
Avril.
Avril. Okay.
Avril.
All right. Maria King wants to know any specifics. I mean, I think Eric or somebody told her that that positive changes are coming after the new year. Can they be more specific about that? I'll get to you other guys. I'm sorry.
Eric says, like, this is a time to really follow your instincts, because there's, work that has been done on yourself that is going to come out in the next year. It's like abundance that you've created for yourself. So to receive that abundance, Eric says, follow your instincts. So your gut prompts.
Okay.
But good things to come, well, Eric says abundance comes in many different ways.
Yeah.
And he says, and some of this has to do with peace and like a improvement of relationships. And there's also some financial security.
Yeah, it
well.
Can be really weird. Like this one person who we did the main service on, all of a sudden she goes to pay her electric bill and it was $360 and boom, zero. And then she had another bill for utilities, $1,700. Boom, you owe nothing. So,
wow.
Oh, it's crazy.
Wow.
And all right.
These things happen, Eric says.
Yeah.
These things happen, folks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Ashley from Catawba, Georgia. I just got this and one more. She's been talking to a lot to this veteran, Michael Ortiz, and the conversation is just effortless, so amazing, but she's never met him. And all of her support people are saying, oh, no, you have a daughter. He could be a child molester. Michael Ortiz.
There's something not right here because Eric says to be very cautious because although there is, yes, there is a connection, but the connection is more on her end because there's not a, he says there is not a complete honesty coming from the other side.
Is so, he catfish trying to catch? He's never asked for money or anything like that. Any catfishing going on?
No, he's not saying that it's money. He's just saying it's more to do with acceptance. And so there's not complete honesty. There's not complete, like Eric's saying, being forthcoming. But
yeah.
He's not saying it like you're in danger or any danger.
Oh, good.
He just says,
and the daughter, is the daughter not in danger? Or yes?
No.
So what does she need to ask this guy? What does she need to ask this guy to resolve this once and for all?
Eric's just saying, what is your gut saying to you? Because why you are even asking the questions because you feel like something's off.
Yeah.
It's like something's not quite right. So Eric says, don't be afraid to, he's like showing conversation. So don't be afraid to ask questions, deeper questions out of some of the things that are being told. And he's like saying like stories. There's some stories. So there's something to do
get
with
the details,
his
yeah.
life. Like, yeah, like there's some things that he says and the actions not quite matching up.
Trust and verify, right? All right. Well, she's told she's got a man around the corner. Maybe this is not the one, but maybe there's someone else, you know?
Eric says there's somebody else.
Okay, now this Kim Walter, I don't know where she's from, I can't remember, but she has been, she's disabled, she's very impoverished, but she feels like she's being blocked by, I mean, attacked by all sorts of dark forces. But I did the ERPE on her. Is there, what's going on? Is there a block? Are there really things that are attacking her or, is this some emotional or mental situation or what? Kim Walter.
Eric says right away, he says, you're not as stuck as you think you are.
Okay.
He says, really look at your thought patterns.
Okay.
Because he says, when we go through a lot of difficulty, a lot of trauma, he says,
yeah, and she has.
And yes, and he's saying, yes, she has been through a lot, but he's saying that to really look at what your thoughts and what you're saying outward to other people, because he's saying there's a lot of, I can't do this or this won't work. And there's a lot of that kind of conversation going on in her mind. And he says that, you know, she's had healing work done, and to allow it to do what it needs to do, she has to work on the processes of thought. She has to be willing to change the way that she is thinking.
Well, is she? Is there anything attacking her? Negative entities, reptilians,
no.
Anything like that?
No.
So she, is she protected?
Yes.
Okay. Because we put all sorts of shields on her. All right. Now we're ready to take. Thank you so much, people, for letting me take the first
Can I say one thing to you just when we take the callers?
Yes.
Everybody, instead of having a general question or a question, anything, just so we can get lots of people in, it would be so helpful to have something to start with. Because
right.
Just so we can move through it quicker.
Yes, and I told everybody.
Multiple directions.
Right. I told everybody, if you don't read the directions that I've given on my post for, you know, the yesterday and today, that you have to follow the directions. No medical questions. We have to have, you know, first name, last initial, town, city of you and or the deceased. We can't say, I need a message from my guides. We need to say, you need to ask specific about the career, about your love life, or about your health, et cetera. So we need a lot of specificity, or we're just going to say, I'm sorry, we need to take the next caller. So I'm telling you guys, really. And y'all do this in the lives too. You know, sometimes you just don't give because this is lightning fast. You know, it takes a while to tap in. So you don't need to make it hard on Eric and Michelle. So without further ado, let's take the, let me see the one who's been holding the longest. Okay. All right, I guess it does start with the. All right, 410 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, Lisa. This is Laurel H. from Fresno, California. I talked to you guys last week, and you're really helpful.
Oh, I'm so glad. You made a mama happy.
I wanted to narrow it down a little bit. Ginger had given me really good information about the lawyer that I'm looking for, and so I found two people or two groups that fit the description. I was just wondering if you guys could tell me which one.
Let us know who it is so we can, good.
Okay. All right, so the first name is Zeppi Atashian, and then the second group is Thomasian, Pimentel, and Shapazian, and I'm probably not pronouncing those exactly right.
Oh, that's a mouthful on both of them. Wow. All right, so what do you think, Eric
says, door number one.
Good. And will they succeed?
Okay, so Zeppi. Sorry, what was that?
Will they succeed in helping her, Eric?
Yes. He says yes.
Good. So good.
Yes. And okay. Do you already feel that, too? Did you already feel that with number one? Because Eric said you already had an inkling or a sense. Well,
that's the one I kind of wanted, but Ginger told me it was a male, but then I was thinking that it might just have been a male energy because I have met her in court before, and she does give off like a fierce energy, which I'm hoping for.
Oh, good. That sounds right. Feels right. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, let us know. Let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you.
Well, these things do take some time. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let me see. I'm trying to find in order of the people who have been holding for the longest. All right, we got the 618 area code. Oops, let me press again. 618 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
This is Michelle M. And
Michelle?
I'm from Waterloo, Illinois.
Okay.
Hi, Michelle.
My question is, my great nephew passed away. It was. So, and his mother is not good at all. She keeps saying she's one step closer to him, and she's got two girls at home. Is there anything that Eric can find out about him, that he's okay, a message to give to his mother that she quits?
Yeah.
She concentrates on her two children here on earth than worrying about Ozzy in heaven.
So his name is Ozzy?
Ozzy, yes.
And where
he was 21 months old.
How old?
He was 21 months.
Oh, goodness. Where was he?
He was down at, he was sick. They took him to the hospital, and the doctor misdiagnosed him, and they took him home. The next morning, she woke up at 4:35 around there, maybe a little bit later, and found him dead in his bed.
Oh, my God.
I know. And she's just, she's beside herself and just she's not well at all. She's really been upset, and I don't know how to help her at all. I don't. And we had his 1-year anniversary of his death, and I just don't know how to help. He's fallen down a rabbit hole, and I can't get her out.
Oh, goodness. Eric, what can you help?
Okay, so okay, Eric's just so. Got Ozzy's energy here.
Oh.
And Ozzy, although is a young soul humanly that passed, is a much bigger soul in spirit.
Okay.
He's also bringing forth another light with him. And when they bring forward another light, that's a small light, for me that means a miscarriage or a there's like another energy that's with him. So if she had a miscarriage either before him or at some time, that energy is there.
Okay.
He's bringing forward that energy. He's looking directly at her and saying he's with family. He wants her to know that he is just fine. He is not scared.
Yeah.
He says that she has dreams or has so much fear that he's lost or that he is doesn't know what happened to him, or is showing me like a lot of fear, dreams. And he's just walking through it all. He's trying to break through all the energy to say, I'm in your heart. I'm right here. I'm in your heart. He says that for her to be okay with still having this grief, he sends her all kinds of signs. He's showing there's like a toy that he liked. It's like seeing that toy in different places, like the words or the sounds. And Eric is saying moving a toy, moving toys in the house. His energy is very present in the house. Please tell her that he is with her at nighttime and snuggles right up to her.
Ooh,
he keeps touching the heart, in the heart. So please, and she feels it. She's not recognizing it, but she does feel it. And it's like a, I hope that's what it is, or I'm being told that's what it is. But he says, believe it. Believe it. And he's also pointing to the Christmas tree. Pointing up to the Christmas tree. So there's something about the tree that has his energy.
Right. Right, they had a picture of him. They had the tree up before he passed around Thanksgiving, and there was a picture of him by the Christmas tree. He wasn't quite sure about the Christmas tree.
But what can
Eric say to her? To she says that she doesn't want to be here anymore. That she wants to be with her son. What can we say to her to let her know that she needs to be here, not with him, that he's okay, that he's, that we don't know how to handle that.
Eric is just saying, your work here on earth is not done. And although your heart wants to be with your son, and he says to make sure that she reads my mom's story. Eric says, make sure she reads my mom's words.
And you can put her in touch with me. And if you want, I can send her the, to you, and then you can send to her whatever the Eric's book, because I think that's what really helped heal me,
that's
my life after death. And I can send her, I have a PDF I can send her if that would help.
That's exactly
that's
what he is reading that book. But he also says, don't feel like you have to do anything right now.
Yeah.
But your work here on earth is not done.
Yeah.
He says, and when, okay. He wants to just give a little flash of, if you were to decide to leave this world to go be with your son, you would want to be on earth to also take care of your other children.
Yeah.
He says, so how about right now, make no decisions except for to be. He says, right now is a timeout, and it's a timeout with your heart. And so he really encourages her to read the book, and he keeps saying, talk to my mom.
All right. I'm here to help. As always,
I appreciate that, and I appreciate Eric and Michelle, you helping, everyone helping. I will relay that message to her.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle, for you helping her and being a support system for her. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I basically raised her. Her mom and dad got divorced when she was little, and so my mom and I helped raise her. So she's like a
wow.
daughter to me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Eric wants to add one more thing just to tell her. Please tell her, Eric says, that she's not going to be in this kind of pain forever.
I can understand that because I did not want to be here either. I did not want to be here at all for so long. But now I look back and see all the wonderful experiences I've had with my children, my grandchildren, and I'm thinking, thank God that I stuck around as hard as it was, you know? Anyway,
okay.
Yeah, I could talk to her. All right, Michelle, thank you.
That's help. I appreciate that from all of you. And you guys have a good evening, and thank you very much.
You bet. We're sending your prayers. Oh, it's so hard losing a
That's
kid.
Very hard. That little soul, though, is so big and so bright and doing very well.
Oh, awesome. All right, let's see if we have somebody from the 404 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello, it's me.
Hello, it's you. Yes.
Hi. My name is Tammy. I'm from Georgia. First of all, I wanted to say I was listening to that lady right before my call. I know what she feels like, and my advice to her is get that book because I was going to take myself out when my husband passed away. So I know the grief that she's feeling, and I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
But my question is, I wanted to ask Eric if I'm crazy. I thought I had a dream of my husband last night, but I'm not sure. So is there any way he can confirm that?
What's your husband's name?
Drugs.
Yes, okay.
Sorry, I missed the husband's name. What was his name?
Terry Scruggs.
Terry Scruggs.
Terry, okay. Yeah. Okay, so first of all right, Terry's energy is here. And Eric is just saying that, yes, he said that was a dream, and you coming through on this call was to validate that for you. That was a vindication. Had other dreams with him, but this one was different, is what he's saying.
Yeah, I thought I was going crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. This was more of, Eric's calling it more of a lucid experience. I was in more of an in-between state. You're definitely not crazy. But your husband is also, now he has been around you quite a bit because he's given you all kinds of signs. And like he's like, she hasn't gotten rid of me. I am right all over her.
Well, I had a picture of him on my watch. And it's like the picture changed to a different picture. So I was just wondering if that was him or I was going crazy. That's all.
Wait, say that again? What happened?
See, I have a picture of him on my watch that I keep with me. And when I was having this dream, I looked down at my watch and the picture changed. I had one of him by himself, but the picture changed of me and him when we was in Alabama. So I wanted to know if that was me doing that. Or he does.
No, I bet that was him saying, I'm still with you.
That was him.
Saying, I'm still with you. That was his confirmation of that, I think.
The whole experience is your husband validating his presence. And there's something to do with the time. So I don't know what's going on in your life right now, but there's like almost like a feeling of congratulations, a feeling of support. Support for this next month. So are you doing something new or about something?
Just trying to live life. That's all. Just trying to stay spiritual grounded.
Maybe something's coming. Something new.
Well, I was hoping to get a daytime job, so maybe that will be it.
Maybe.
So he's very happy for you.
Yeah.
Very happy for you. And this won't be your last experience with him. There's more.
Yeah, but, okay.
That's awesome.
I thought I was going crazy. But.
Tammy, you're not crazy, girl. All right, thanks for calling.
I appreciate it.
You
bet. I appreciate you guys. Eric, thank you so much.
Oh, he loves
you. You're welcome.
You're welcome so much. Okay, let me see here. We got somebody from the 321 area code. Hey there, how you doing? 321 area code. I got my cigarette bike on my hand. Ah, sorry.
Hi, this is Lisa from Longwood.
Hey, Lisa.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hi,
ma'am.
There. So today would have been my son Kevin's 35th birthday, and I was just hoping or wondering if Eric had any messages for me. I miss him so much.
I know you do. Lisa, last initial M. Florida. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
And it's your son that you want to bring through, Kevin, you said?
Yeah, and she thinks that Eric and Kevin are friends.
Yeah,
they did some mischief together, I think.
Yeah.
They just showed me, you know those, what do they call them? They're like those, people ride on them all the time. They have the wheels with the, I can't remember what they're called, but they just came riding in on them, those little...
Unicycles?
Is it like a spider? Is it like a three-wheeled thing? Or
no, it's
I'm not
a
sure.
With like a stand. They're standing up on it. And they just
together. That's so cool.
I have no block as to what they're called, but I can see them.
It's not a bicycle, is it?
Like a scooter.
No. Like a scooter.
Oh, like a kick scooter. Like a kick scooter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here.
And also, you've seen orbs, and you're wondering if they are...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I had asked, I put an intention forth asking Eric to bring Kevin through, and
yeah.
I started recording on my camera, and within just a couple of minutes, I had two big orbs come one after another, and it felt like that was them.
His words to you is he saying, like, it's my celebration, the gifts are for you.
Oh.
So the visits and the, he's very working with the physical.
Mm.
And Eric does help him quite a bit. But he's really good at it. He's getting very good.
Not every spirit is. Not every spirit is.
No, but
yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's not a spirit that kind of floats around, like he's busy, he's moving
like
he's
Eric
his energy, you'll notice I'm talking a little faster because his energy is quick and exciting, and he's just like hi love you.
I love you, Kevin. Oh, I miss him.
So he's happy.
Thank you.
Yeah, and he says look for the orb tonight, so like before you go to sleep tonight, he's going to show himself to you. So, yeah. And he says, he's like,
cheese.
Oh. Awesome. Thank you so much. That's
welcome,
wonderful.
Lisa.
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too, sweetheart.
You too. You do feel very similar.
Oh. Have they had lives together? Maybe or not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That's so cool. All right. We have somebody from the 917 area code. I had to put chorus on my hand.
Hi, guys.
I will listen
Thanks
to this conversation.
For taking my call.
Yeah, I will listen to this conversation, I promise. But I need to put chorus on my hand real quick. But anyway, take it away, Michelle. Who are we speaking with?
Yeah, hi. This is Carmen.
Hey, Carmen. Where are you calling from?
From New York.
All right. All right. Tell Michelle and Eric. Well, I put cortisol on.
Hi, Carmen.
Well, yesterday I had a really, I'm not so good. Yesterday I had a really bad event. Like, I got some people cleaning out, like, helping me with getting my dishwasher worked. And then they did something to the locks of my door where I couldn't use the key anymore to open the door. And I had to get a locksmith to break the door open and everything. And I told the people that this happened, like the appliance store, and they would hear none of it. Like, they did not want to have anything to do with it. They didn't want to be responsible. So I posted a bad review.
But it's kind of been affecting my, like, hopefully I'll get back to myself. Like, it's been really hard to deal with these kinds of people that are so mean and misconstruing information and saying things that are not true and making stuff up. So I was dealing with that for the last, like, 24 hours. And at least the lock got fixed, and I had to install a whole new lock. These locks are 17, like, years old, so somebody found exactly the same lock that I could use, so that was helpful. Some things got repaired, so I'm feeling like my life moves on, but these people were nasty, you know? I don't want to do business with them again. And that's really sad, but it is, right?
Erica's saying that like there's a couple things that are going on here. The one thing that Erica's saying is he wants to bring up the situations that you maybe had in the past. He says some of these energies are they're like, we'll say energy with the people. They're bringing forward circumstances that you've experienced before, not with the same thing.
Yeah.
It's
no.
The type of
and
no,
it
right.
is a pattern that keeps recurring?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry?
An energetic pattern that keeps recurring. I see that a lot in my own family, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought about that one. I thought about that one, and I'm realizing that I'm dealing with this much better than I have been in the past.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So in the past, it was so deeply hurt, but I'm not so deeply hurt. It's just annoying. Like, these people are not good, you know?
What Eric says is, you know, discomfort can be a great ally when you go through something that gives you a sense of discomfort or frustration, but he wants to tell you, you are handling these things differently than you once did. So he says what you're doing is you're rewriting this energy, you're changing the cycle.
Oh, that's awesome.
So know that the behaviors of other people and what they do, that's in their own or field.
That's their own karma.
That's right. The only thing you can do is responsible for is how you react to it.
Right.
Not
so Erickson, pat yourself on the back.
Yes.
You would have dealt with it very differently. So he says, pat yourself on the back. He goes, now watch this. He says, when you deal with it differently, and he said, decide, say, okay, what did I learn about this? He goes, maybe it has to do with the type of people. Maybe if you feel a red flag, you don't work with them, whatever. But he says, really look at what your reactions are, because it's your reactions that are changing the vibration of what you experience. And
it's a good thing. I just realized that today when I wrote it out. I was like, oh, my God, last year this happened to me, and I was just so distorted. And I realized that, like, wow, this kind of distorted, I actually worked through it.
Man, it's all about perspective. It's how you perceive things in life that creates whether you suffer or not. And I'm going to tell you, this is a really good call for a lot of people out there. Because let me tell you, this is what the human experience is about. We have people in our lives that have agreed to play the Shakespearean tragedy that is the human experience that we are living in order to teach us by contrast, all about the many facets of love. You have to have somebody that's cruel so you can learn compassion. You have to have somebody betray you so you can learn how to forgive. And I will recommend, I've said this so many times, you just shoot me if it's too much. But there is this children's book written by the guy who wrote the Conversations with God, Neil Donald Walsh, called The Little Soul and the Sun, S-U-N. It is a child's book. You look it up on YouTube, The Little Soul and the Sun, narrated, and you'll get it narrated. And it's a child's book, but man, the message is so freaking important. Everybody on this earth needs to listen to that YouTube or read the book. So it's amazing.
Right. I agree. I think I have that book. I'm buying all those books, but sometimes I'm just not reading them. Do you get that, like that too? You just buy.
I hate reading. I like watching the movie. It's not as good, though. Or YouTube. But no, you can watch it on YouTube as it's narrated. And you'll feel like, oh, my God, this is so childish. But, man, look past that because it is for children.
Yeah, but it's got a very deep, good message.
Oh, wow. It's the gist of the human experience. And then you will see people with more passion, people. You will see them as, wow, you agreed to come to Earth and degrade yourself and ruin your whole reputation and be an asshole because you love me enough that you wanted to teach me something valuable. So just remember that because it will cause you to become more compassionate toward others.
Yeah,
some people
play
a relationship villain, you know?
That's true. I agree with you. Like, that is the key thing. And I think we should not lose track of that. Beauty of life.
But we're human. What can we say? We're human. That's the problem.
There's sanity to this insanity. There's
Well said.
I
really appreciate your call. This has been a really valuable one for everyone.
I hope that soon I will find a rock star of a husband, get married. Do you see me guys getting married at all?
Yes.
Or any boyfriend in the future?
That's what a lot of this stuff is that you've cleared out, because he says that's what this is. It's a rebalancing.
Awesome.
The clearing. So he goes, he ushers in somebody new into your life.
Awesome.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, guys.
That was really a very valuable call. Very valuable. All right, we have somebody from the 770 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi. Can you hear me? My name is Shayla.
Is it Jayla?
Yes, it's Shayla from Bowden.
Is it Shayla with SH or J? Jayla.
Yes, it's Shayla. It's S-H-A-Y-L-A.
Oh, okay, yeah. Got it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, I have a question. I have a grandmother. Her name is Flome Prothro. She passed away some while ago, and I just wanted to know if she had a message for us, or for my dad.
What kind of message? Can you be more specific?
Sure. If she can give us a message going on to the new year. About having, like, you know, high hopes and high spirits, you know, how to keep our vibrations high for the new year that's coming.
Love it.
She's got a real teacher energy to her. Like, she's coming through like a teacher.
Like, really wise?
Yes.
Okay.
She says, the new year, and she says, really, for every day, look for ways that you can bring beauty into your life.
Mm-hmm.
Look for ways that you're able to connect with all things that are beautiful. She's saying that whether this is putting a container of fresh flowers in your room each day, or having a beautiful picture that you can turn and look at that reminds you of good things, to continue to have your vibration rise is to accept all the things that come in life as beautiful, even the things that cause you discomfort, even the things that cause you pain.
Yeah.
She says that this is a growth for the family in this next year. And she's also talking about new ones joining the family. So I don't know if there's anybody getting married or any babies coming, but she's showing that there is, like, new love.
Oh, nice. Could be a new animal companion, too. All sorts of stuff.
It could be. She's not being specific on it. She's just showing the breaking open of something entering the family, and it feels like something physical, a person, an animal, a marriage, something like that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you guys. Have a good night.
You are so welcome. You too. Okay, have somebody from, I don't like it when they just drop. They got their question answered and they just drop off instead of watching till the end of the show. Please don't do that, guys. We work hard to create this. All right, we got somebody from the 860 area code. How you doing?
Hi, this is Amala.
Hi, Amala.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. And more importantly, how can we help you?
So my birthday is in 11 days. So
happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's actually a new decade. I'm in my 50s now. So I feel like I'm 30. I really do.
Young whippersnapper. 50s is the new 30s. Okay.
I love it. I love it. I'm so excited. So I was just wondering, I'm actually going out. There's like sound healing things that I'm going to. Bottom line, do you see me meeting somebody special within this month or is it next year?
So Eric says there is a potential to meet somebody before the end of January, as of 2024, okay. January 6th, okay. Possibly in February. He says going to community functions, classes.
Yeah.
He also says even if you get invited out for like a tea, a coffee, something like that by a group of people, he says go for it. Do it. Go for it. So
okay.
2024 is the year of you bringing somebody through. Gee, this must be the subject matter tonight because there's a lot of love coming in. But yeah, this is the
awesome.
Year for it.
We need a better year.
You said you've already manifested this.
Awesome.
Wait, can you repeat that? I'm sorry, I missed it. What'd you say? Sorry.
Eric says that you've already manifested this.
Oh.
Yeah.
By the way, this will be eventually on a YouTube, so you can re-listen to everything, just to let you know.
Wow. Well, it's like, it definitely feels like a destined, like a twin flame thing. Because, like,
ooh,
I've been scraping out the barrel, for sure. I'm excited.
I'm excited for you. All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Take care.
You bet.
Take
you
care.
Too. All right, we have somebody from the 818 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, Mama. This is Rochelle.
Hello.
From Kern. I called last week about the place, and on the same day, another place had called, and now neither one of them have contacted me.
About a job?
No, about a place to live.
Oh, a place to live. And your name is Lisa?
No, Rochelle.
Oh, Rochelle. Yes, Rochelle.
Rochelle L.
And where are you?
I'm in Kern now.
How do you
in California,
that?
I'm sorry. Kern,
oh,
California.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So can you just tell me what, just remind me, so there was two locations that you were interested
on
in?
Yeah, and I called last week, and it was a good go, but I'm confused because two places popped up on the same day. But now neither one of them have gotten back to me yet.
Well, that doesn't mean they won't, right?
Eric's still showing me that there's one out of those two that is still for you. Like, because they haven't contacted, that doesn't mean that it's done.
Imagine yourself already there. You know?
Is it the furnished one?
Be careful. Don't close it over. Now, he says there's also one other that could come up if you were to decide that you didn't want this one. But he's showing me a female. There's a female, and he's going to the number one. So the first one that you contacted. There seems to be a lot of interest around it. So they might just be going back or allowing people to go through because it's very busy. It's busy and there's a female energy there. But Eric says that doesn't mean it's not yours. So it's really important that you still hold out that hope.
There's a female realtor.
There's a female realtor?
Yeah, that I'm dealing with. She's the property manager.
You're talking about, Michelle, is it the female realtor or is it the property owner?
He says female realtor.
Okay.
Is what we're talking about. Eric says, don't be afraid to, don't be afraid to put yourself out there again and follow up.
Okay. I didn't want to be pushy.
Yeah,
all right, thank you.
Yeah, he says to just be, just follow up just like you would with a job interview or anything else.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
All right.
A quick update. The missing person that I dreamt of last week, I found out who it is.
Who?
Mark Martinez, DJ Bassett. So if you want to look him up. But he hasn't been found yet, but I know he will be found.
Oh, wow. You're gifted.
Yeah.
Okay, I love you. I love you all. Absolutely. I love you, Eric. Thank you.
We love you, too.
Yes, Eric loves you, too. You got more. You got lots more in you coming out, too.
Wow.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Let's see. By the way, Lori, I see you. I promise I'm going to get to you because I got two more ahead of you. But anyway, 651 area code. How you doing?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana.
Hello.
A familiar
I'm calling
name.
Yeah. I'm calling from Minnesota, and I was just I found out recently that I'm pregnant, and I'm really happy about it.
Oh, you don't get that. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, 5 weeks along. And I was just wondering, do you see this baby being healthy and a happy, healthy baby?
Yes, and I am getting an energy to the baby too. Do you want to know, or would you rather not know?
What?
The energy.
The gender.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I'm open to knowing.
Okay, because there's a lot of male energy with the baby. Yes. Now, male can also mean
a very male dominant.
Yes,
like me and my sister Terry, we're very masculine in a way.
But there's a lot of blue, fluffy energy, and that's the best way to explain it. The little light is not completely attached, like the consciousness, because I can see the light just outside of your body with you right now. So there's like some observation happening. I'm just asking Eric, will everything be okay? Will everything be good? And he says, yes.
Good.
He says, yes.
Good.
Enjoy this.
Awesome.
Enjoy this.
I am.
Every moment of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're going to name him Eric, of course. I'm just kidding.
Actually, I was thinking Michael, if it's a boy.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Like my favorite, one of my favorite archangels besides Eric. All right, good luck.
Yep, that's what it
is. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Take those prenatal vitamins, girl.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay. I got one from the 651 area code. 651, you are the winner. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Eric. This is Addie from Minnesota.
Hi, Abby. Another Minnesota.
Hi. I have a quick question about my love life. Do I have a viable love romantic partner awaiting on Earth? Or if not, or if so, is someone waiting as a romantic love in heaven?
I've never heard that asked before. That's pretty cool.
Oh, it's interesting. Yes, there is a soul on Earth. Actually, there's more than one. There's two that Eric shows me that are potential for you. But there's also somebody in heaven as well.
Oh, so two. You were probably picking up on that, Christiana.
That's cool.
Yes. And
that's cool.
Okay, let me see. Eric says that you've been with the soul that's in heaven before. You've been on Earth with this soul before. And this soul is guiding you, has not been with you in life at all in this lifetime. It's actually a female energy. So it would have been female in a lifetime with you, but because there's not really a gender that it's sitting on, the energy sitting on right now. They're saying it's been female in another lifetime, but it's helping guide you to find love, because in this particular lifetime, you have been examining different aspects of love within yourself and other people. And so there's two that are potential. Eric says it's really up to you and the choices that you make in who comes forward for you. There's one that's a little closer to you than another, and this means like geographically as well.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you. And thanks for all the beautiful messages tonight. They're so pretty. I love them. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, sweetheart. Bye. All right. I know this is... she dropped also. It makes me sad. Anyway, whatever. Hang on. 412 Erica. I told you I wouldn't give up. Did not give up on me, Lori. How you doing?
No, I didn't drop off. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Michelle.
No, it was the other person. It was the other. It was not you.
I got you. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. This is, of course, Lori from Presto. And unfortunately, I'm a mom that lost her precious son. And I want to let Jacob know how much I love him, and I miss him extra during the holidays. And it's hard. I wanted to ask if he will be sending me some signs. And also, I never asked if it was a soul contract that he had to leave us so young.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Jacob. I love you.
Love you, Mom.
Love you.
He wants to play all that. The hole in the soul, he says that there's like a hole in you right now, and he's showing me a Christmas and he's like filling up that hole, just like a Christmas stocking. He's filling it up as best that he can. Yes, it was a contract. Yes.
Why? What was the reason?
He says that there are many. It's not really particularly one. He came here to make an impression. He came here to leave an imprint and to help his family. And there's also some other people, too, that may be close to you, like friends. There's people in the service industry, like he's showing me a nurse, like medical people.
Affected
by his presence. Yes. And so it was to open up the opportunity to seek. That's one of the reasons, because there are many lessons within the family. Now, for him particularly, this lifetime was all about being present, patience, and healing.
He persevered, and he affected so many of the health workers that were taking care of him in the hospital. They still send me cards and letters. He suffered, and he never complained. He was just special soul.
He's just saying that sometimes some of us will come and be in this life with our family, and even though, and Eric said before too, it might be a short time when we look at it in years, but there's so much richness that he...
Yeah.
In this life for other people.
There are a lot of people who live into their late 90s don't so often bring that kind of richness.
I know, but as you know, Elise, it still makes it hard to not have him here. But any signs coming from him? Any signs he's going to give me? Or?
Yes. Lights. And he says Christmas lights.
Yes. You know, you're not going to believe this. One of his friends just did a huge holiday light display in his honor.
Wow.
All right.
Christmas lights that they're going that he's showing me.
That's cool.
So, I keep an eye on the Christmas lights too, because he's really quite interested with the lights. So you might see a light blinks that doesn't normally blink or doesn't have a flasher in it.
Very cool.
Like
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys so much.
Sydney,
take care.
I love you too. Totally get it. The holidays are so hard still for me. I mean, after so many years, it's like, you know, but better than it was. All right, 858 area code. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, ladies. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, it's Danielle from California.
Hi, Danielle from California.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi. I just had a question. Eric knows because I talk to him about stuff sometimes, but because I like someone that I had like a thing with in the summer, but he's in the military, so he went away on deployment, and I really like him. I don't know like what's gonna happen, and Eric has like told me to just let it unfold, even though I was told that he wasn't like the one. I wasn't really getting that because I feel like it's too early, but what does Eric see happening between me and him?
What's his first name and last initial, if you can divulge that?
Sure. His first name is Ricky. His last initial is B.
Okay. What do you think, Eric?
Hey, Eric does show me that there is somebody else down the road. He's just saying that there is somebody else there for you, but right now there is an opportunity for development to take place in this relationship, but he says that there are some milestones that will have some challenges to work through. And so what he's saying is it's not set in stone whether the two of you will stay together or not. And he says, like, this is something that a lot of people maybe don't see, but when we have one soulmate or we have somebody that we could potentially have a lifetime with, there's sometimes within a contract that it's like we get to a certain point and then we have to rework or redecide if we're going to continue. And he says, this is what's happening in this relationship. So it doesn't mean that you're going to necessarily have another relationship with somebody else, but it is a potential. And he says it's not set in stone whether you will stay in this relationship. He says there are some obstacles that have to be worked through, and this will make more sense to you in the year to come.
Is it because, is it the obstacles, what's the purpose of this relationship if there might be another? Because, you know, they're going to work through some stuff that's going to help her have an even better eventual relationship with another person?
Well, he says that there is, there's a lot of physical attraction in this proposal to each other, a lot of physical attraction. So he says there is opportunity for that to become deeper, but that's where there can be a little bit. And so he says it's working through that because there's a lot of, like he says, like a lot of hot energy on the top, a lot of hot stuff on the top. And he says, so kind of working through the getting to know the deeper layers.
Yeah.
He says, like, life uncovers many emotions and things that the situation that they've been in hasn't been able to do.
Yeah.
So it needs more time. Cover.
All right, thank you guys. We have to close the show before we run over to the next one. Thank you, everyone. And you guys check out the description box that's going to be in this community YouTube to find out more about Michelle. And I love you all. I love you, Michelle. And I love you, my boy, Eric. I miss you so much.
I love you. Big hug
we
for
love
you.
You.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.